Brian, many thanks for joining us on Highland Radio to look forward to the McCafferty's Bar's Donegal Forest Rally. And I suppose, first of all, in some respects, this marks the curtain coming down on the end of a long year. I know the historics in Killarney will still have a few people going down, but for many people in this part of the world, this is the end of a long year. And this event itself, strange how things have worked out, but it was, of course, meant to have been held last February, but stormy weather put paid to that.
That's right. The storm put a damper on it early in the year, Chris, but thankfully we got it up and running again for this point now in the 8th of November, which is fantastic. And weather's looking okay for Saturday. I believe we'll have a good dry day overhead, and it should be interesting for spectators and competitors and all involved too for the short blast that we have on Saturday.
Yeah, now it originally was going to be the first round of a number of championships, including the Border Championship and, of course, the Sligo Pallets Forestry Rally Championship. So as we've gone through the season, many of the honours and championships have all been decided. Nevertheless, there is still big, big interest in this, and you've got a great field there, big, big entries.
There's a huge, huge entry for something that's happening on November, to be fair, in the Forest, which wouldn't have massive numbers all year, but I'd say once again, lucky for us in Donegal, again, we have a reserve list, which is fantastic too, to be fair, considering, as you say, the curtain's coming down on another very successful year for all in motorsport. But it's great to see the numbers that have shown the interest and are coming along, and it's great for the amount of work that has went into it early in the year by Johnny Baird, the clerk of the course, who done a lot of work back this time last year to get the thing up and running. Unfortunately, it didn't happen for him at that point. But now all the spade work is done, and it should work out now to be a very successful event again too, albeit on a short day now again for us and the darkness and that coming in. But it must be doing something for the competitor whenever they've up to close to 130 competitors looking to get into something where we can only run 100, Chris. So it's fantastic from a motor club point of view, to be honest.
Yeah, indeed. Now, McCafferty's Bar in Donegal Town will be very much the epicentre of the whole event. The stages themselves, 5 in total. 1 and 3 is Loch Fad, then we've been a hill 3 and 4, and then the Loch Avog at the end, a fifth stage on its own, a short stage. And as you mentioned there, because of the light, you have to be finished early. The stages near Ballyshannon and out near Pettigo, parts of the county that a lot of people probably are not overly familiar with, and by the looks of it, some very challenging stages.
1 and 2 are fantastic stages, lovely, lovely, good fast flow and stuff for competitors now, and real good condition. I was actually around them today there, so they're in real, real good condition for the weekend. The last one now, the fifth stage, it's much shorter, but again, if you're going down into competing with classes and results, a lot of championship stuff may be close at this point, but there's classes further on down and the field that'll be there to be decided, and there's a lot of people, including the juniors there, that are battling it out among themselves to set themselves up again for next year too. So it's fantastic that they're there to make the thing more competitive from the front of the field too, back to some of the bigger cars at the rear end, where they'll still be looking to make the pitch and get a result. And albeit round 8, the last round, they'll still be looking to get a good result too for Saturday evening. And as well as back into Donegal Town, and again from McCafferty's Bars, who have been fantastic help to Donegal Motor Club throughout the year and have been for years. So we're delighted that they're heading back to Donegal Town on Saturday evening to give the thank you back to Declan Boyle, Matthew Boyle and Michael Boyle for all the support and the help that they give us throughout the year, because without sponsors, these events just simply cannot happen either, Chris, to be honest.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The Parc Fermé out is 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. It's an early start. First car due on stage 1, 17 minutes past 9 out at Loch Fad. And the first 4 stages, geographically, sort of east-southeast of Donegal Town, out towards the Tyrone border. From a spectator point of view, I see, looking at the ordnance map that has been supplied, there are a number of places which look to be particularly good.
They are. There's fairly good access to 1 and 2, albeit you'll have to walk a bit. For a forest, you don't have the loops and the links and the crossroads that you would have in the tarmac. But I suppose my advice would be for anybody that is a motorsport enthusiast and a rally fan, if they were to come into Marshall for the events, would be a great help to the club and everybody involved too. It's probably the best viewing point that you would get if you're actually marshalling for the event for the Donegal Motor Club members to come out and support it. Would be a big help to make things happen over the period of the day as well, Chris.
Now, what about service? Where is that being located?
Service is up on Envirogrind. It's up on Eaves' Yard in Envirogrind in Pettigo.
So having done service, 8:34 and 11:20, the cars will be going in there. And having done the four stages, that last stage near Ballyshannon. Now, it's quite a short stage. There's some fast-looking stretches on it. Again, it looks to have some good areas for viewing. And let's hope that there's plenty at stake as they go into that final stage.
Yeah, well, anybody left it down to the last few seconds on that last stage now, it'll be all to play for. It'll be interesting, very tight, very technical and short, as you say, so you won't be taking 10 seconds out of anyone in there. So anyone that has left it down to the last 2 or 1 second, it'll be very, very interesting to watch, and a very good stage too, to be fair. Mm. Albeit they're all very good stages, to be honest. They're all fantastic stages now.
Now, if we look at the main field, Jason Mitchell and Paddy McCrutton in the Skoda Fabia RS, they're in at 1. Eamon Kelly and Conor Mohan in another Skoda Fabia, they're in at 2. Plenty of big names, including the local man, Kevin Eaves, there with Chris Smelly in the Fiesta at number 5. It's a really good main field.
Oh, absolutely. The first, listen, anybody in that first top 8 to 10, there'll be none of them boys going easy at all. And if one gets the break in the morning, it's going to be very hard to catch either of them. And, you know, some of them has very, very good experience in forestry, and some of them have very good records. So it'll just be hard to call it, to be honest. It'll be very hard to call it.
And likewise, the two-wheel drives, many familiar local names there. Sam Stewart and Alan Johnson are in at 201, and the way the numbering's going to be, 202, Hugh McQuaid and Declan Casey, and Damien Torrish, 203 with Kevin Duggan as the co-driver there. A big field of the two-wheel drives.
Oh, absolutely. That two-wheel drive is some battle, and to be fair, Sam Stewart has a great record this year. He's had a fantastic year. He'll not be easy beat. Again, Hugh McQuaid or Damien Torrish, they'll not be soft either, to be fair. So it'll be a great contest there. With the two-wheel drive, and they're really fantastic to watch in the loose. For anybody spectating, the two-wheel drives are fantastic to watch now.
It's been a good year for junior competitors. The Junior Rally Series has produced plenty of great performances, and at a junior level here in this Donegal Forestry Rally, again, great to see so many involved. Kyle Drury and Carl Egan in the Volkswagen Up, they will be leading the way, numbered 301, and certainly it augurs well for the future when we see so many coming through.
Well, it's fantastic for the last few years that, you know, that the underage, that juniors, the amount of people that have actually taken it up and supported it, I think it's really, really good for the county. And to be fair, Donegal would be leading the way more so than any other county in the country in relation to the numbers that we have and the competitiveness that we have. And a lot of, you know, the younger guys that are there, and it'll be wrong for me to name anyone, because to be honest, you don't know who's going to be in the lead on Saturday after two stages and then the competition starts. But they're great competitors. Them young boys and girls get on very, very well with one another. It's fantastic for the sport, and it's great for Donegal Motor Club to be free host something like what we're able to do for them so many times in the year. And that's, I suppose, that's where you reap what you sow in every sport. And to be fair, we're in a very, very good place in relation to bringing the youth on at this point. And this event is definitely not going to be found wanting whenever it comes to Saturday either.
Yeah, and there'll be the prize giving afterwards. McCafferty's Bar in Donegal Town, no doubt, will be wedged for the rally on Saturday. And speaking of prize givings, in recent weeks we had the Sligo Pallets Border Rally Championship prize giving, and great to see so many Donegal Motor Club members receiving their awards recently.
Fantastic. We've done very well. Now, Donegal has done very well in a lot of later events in the year too there. I've seen a lot of events, like if you're looking at the top couple in every class, right down through the juniors there, Donegal is always very competitive, and it's fantastic. It's great for us to have it as a club and in the county. They're definitely punching above their weight in every category, and in most classes you will see that the first two out of the first three will be from Donegal too, which is fantastic for us, to be fair. They're all definitely working very hard, very committed, doing everything that needs to be done and doing it properly, which is fantastic for the sport.
And there never seems to be a dull moment, because just a couple of weeks ago we had the Donegal Motor Club October Navigation Trial prize giving held after an event at Lurgiebrack Open Farm. So it never stops, Brian. Yeah, there's always something on and something to look forward to.
It is. That's great. It's a great club, to be fair. And a lot of real good hard workers there that are doing all that. And back to that navigation where you had Shane Lafferty and Kieran Coyle, who've done a fantastic job on that event, one of the best navigations I'd say ever had anywhere in the country. I know the competitors would tell you that you would have 25 starters with 24 finishers. I'd say it's probably a record in its own right for a navigation, because they're very tight and technical. And I suppose a big thank you to the two boys for doing that, and all the residents and everyone that are involved in it, the officials and supporters of it. It was a great event, a huge event. But again, we're not far away now from our own prize giving. Again, we'll be on now early January. Let's see. Donegal Commercial Vehicles Championship, where it'll be decided, a lot of classes will be decided on Saturday too, as to where that's going to end, and it'll be back into next year before you know it, Chris. That's what happens again.
Indeed it will.
You get into 26, you're back into that. We're looking for a COC for that navigation rally now in March, so that's how it rolls.
Yep. Now, your deputy COC for Saturday, Johnny Baird, is clerk of the course. And I know the appeal has been out for volunteers and marshals, because this event takes a lot of organising, the whole setting up of things in the days in advance, marshals particularly on the day on Saturday. And then also important to point out on the Sunday to make sure that there's personnel, and no doubt there will be plenty of volunteering, to ensure that the Quiltshire forestry complexes that are featured during the rally, that they're left litter free. So just to make that point.
Oh, absolutely. I would appeal to anyone that is going, even spectating and marching, and not just that it is the case that there's any litter there, whatever you take with you, just to return it, take it back and leave everything that the way you got it and the way you'd like to see it yourself. So to be fair, the Quiltshire are very, very good supporters of forestry rallying in Ireland, and we're very, very appreciative of them and everything that they do for us. So we do want to be back in the forests again in the future. So we like to leave it the way you got it, which is important too. So we will have a clean-up day on Sunday for anybody that's about that's available for to leave to just to tidy up everything that's there for the setup and the stage and stuff. So we're appealing for our own club members as well to come out and work on Friday for setup. And make that happen too. So I think it's all fairly well under control at this point. But as they say, the more hands you have, the less work is in it, Chris, too, to be honest, you know. So.
And the finishing ramp at McCafferty's Bar in Donegal Town, we expect the winners to be there, around 3 o'clock on Saturday?
Yeah, I'd say it'll be closer to the half, see, around that. See, it's in the back car park there, and where the bar actually goes out to the car park. And Donegal Town, so it'll be an interesting place for a lot of people, even spectators that can't get out to the stages. It'll be a great spot for them to be back in again on Saturday afternoon for the prize given to and the ramp, and there'll be all the festivities and stuff. No doubt the celebrations will be high for a few hours around Donegal Town, and I'm told there's not a bed to be got on it, so that's good for everybody and good for all the people that support the event, and good for tourism and all that goes along with it too for the month of November, Chris.